Tuesday. I'm Ken DeCoster. It's my pleasure to welcome to the studio Congressman Don Manzullo, a Republican from Illinois' 16th Congressional District. And Don, the recession is over, so happy days are here again.
You know, thank you. Nice, fresh cup of coffee.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Krista.
You pick up the paper. Unemployment is at, I think, 16.7 in Rockford. Effectively add 7 percentage points to that.
So why?
So, well, that's just people that have fallen off the unemployment tables.
They've stopped working.
They've stopped looking. I mean, right. For any number of reasons, and it's. But we're at about 1 out of 4 jobs here. 1 out of 4 people that can work simply cannot find a job, or it's been difficult to go into that job. And here are these people in Washington, the repository of all non-knowledge, saying, "Oh, by the way." The recession ended June of last year. I mean,
well, they say it's a jobless recovery.
Well, how can it be recovery without jobs? You know, that's like saying you had a successful operation and you died on the operating table. No, what's wrong with these people? Look at the organization, the National Bureau of Economic Research. I got to find out who these people are. Maybe we got to have some of those people get fired. Let them stand in line, and then ask them again. Is the recession over? Ken, this is what makes people upset.
Speaking of things that are positive for Rockford, there is a concerted effort to get Embry-Riddle to establish a college campus on the grounds of the Rockford Airport. From your perspective, Congressman, talk about the benefits that would have on this area.
And this is so big. You know, I spend probably 3/4 of my time working on manufacturing issues. And Embry-Riddle, I think it's coming because the petition that everybody's signing, the first one to sign it is Dr. Johnson, the president of Embry-Riddle. And everybody has a piece of it. And my piece is to contact the major aerospace manufacturers, get letters from them, saying very specifically that they will hire Embry-Riddle students for internships and graduates for full-time engineering jobs. And I gave you a copy of a letter from Woodward Governor. Marty Glass here, the president of the Turbine System, wrote a letter to us. And Andrea Schell, who is the president of the Electrical Systems and the Rockford site leader. You can just see the excitement in the letters of these people. And what it does is it enhances the already 130 companies or more, we lost count, which are involved in aerospace manufacturing. Aerospace is our number one export, airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And aerospace manufacturing is cutting-edge technology and engineering and research and development. So what the Woodward and Hamlin and Sunstrand, and I'll talk in just a second about GE Aerospace in Rockford, what they see are opportunities not only to have a built-in channel for graduates, but also to participate with Embry-Riddle in some very core research involving aerospace. This is so big. I mean, it's 1,000 student campus.
Right. Couple of hundred staffers.
Minimum, I think, of 225, and then the 500 people would be on the campus. In fact, we had that big rally at downtown last week. I got there a little bit early, and I ran into one fellow. Said, "No, what do you do?" He said, "I'm with the Pipe Fitters Union." I said, "Well, good for you." And I said, "I bet you're trying to figure how many jobs." For how many days or weeks or months or years to build a campus in a dormitory for 500 students. He says, "Yes, we're very much interested in that." But it was kind of neat to see the people that showed up.
Sure.
Just to give an indication of the impact on this community. It's just, wow.
Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. Congressman, would you mind slipping on your headphones?
Sure.
We've got a couple of people who want to ask you questions. Ray, you're on WNTA. Say hi to Congressman Don Manzullo.
Yes, Congressman.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. I have a real quick question.
Yes, sir.
You're a champion for small businesses. Now, the question I had for you is, can you address the what happened to the small business that was over in Belvedere that was making corrugated panels for the government, proceeded to pull their contract and gave the contract to a British firm?
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you address that? How,
sure.
How, you know, what happened there?
You're talking about, let me see. I'll get the name of the company in just a second. I've got it right in front of me. But what happened there was an offer to bid went out from Department of Defense. And they turned down the request from the local company in Belvedere. And the reason they gave was that they said that the barriers that are made here locally aren't malleable enough. They aren't suited for field operations because they're too heavy, et cetera, et cetera. And there's not much you can do, although we assisted in the appeal of that to Department of Defense. And then at the same time, when they came in the office to tell us about what had happened and why the bid was turned down, we encouraged them to take a look at items that would be a real good fit. And more particularly, if it's called IDT, more particularly if Infrastructure Defense Technologies of Belvedere made a barrier that was not suitable in the eyes of DOD for theater, then it would be more for permanent operations. So they actually put out a bid offering, and IDT did land one of those contracts, and it could be very large. So it's another way to get business to IDT.
Okay. The other question is, mm-hmm. is there any possibility years ago, like in Sunstrand, Sunstrand was the only one that was making a certain part for a certain, a product for the government. Is there any possibility that could be revisited in regards to American companies making American parts back in America, as compared to a certain amount of, balancing it out where you have a world economy and also, trying to kind of take care of your own at home?
Mm-hmm. Yes, first of all, we voted on a bill just last week to extend the Buy American provisions to Department of Homeland Security. That had never been there before. Second of all, we were at a place in Freeport called Pinnacle Metals, which just merged with a German firm called TriStar Metals. And Pinnacle Metals does, I call it wire compression for cold forming. They'll take a bulk wire and then squeeze it down to your specifications. And what they're doing, bottom line, is instead of buying steel wire from China and India, they'll be buying it from Kentucky. We are seeing a huge sea change in how people think about sensitive items being made overseas, and we're seeing a lot of stuff being moved back to this country. I was talking to a gentleman who manufactures gears, a premier gear manufacturer, and he just landed a $1 million contract for gears that had heretofore been made in China, and that operation has been moved back to the United States. And
what facilitates the move back to this
country?
Well,
a lot of it has to do the I got involved. I've been involved in trying to bring these guys back for a long time, but I led the fight about 6 years ago on a very sophisticated tax bill called Foreign Sales Corporation Extraterritorial Income Tax. And I was the chairman of the Small Business Committee, and I fought the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And Ways and Means is the big committee of jurisdiction that does all the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is I led the coalition that says if you manufacture in the United States, you can save 9% in your taxes. That's huge. It makes the United States more competitive. And that's helping move back some of the operations to this country. But what people are seeing is the fact that in communist countries, people simply don't have the freedom to be freedom to be as ingenious as they are in this country. It's just absolutely amazing.
Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. Our phone number, by the way, if you have any questions or comments for the congressman, it is 815-874-8255. Before we move away from Embry-Riddle, there are some other finalist locations, Seattle, the New York, New Jersey area, Houston, Phoenix. What about our location?
Those places don't stand a chance. They don't have the Stockholm in. We'll see how Denny Johnson listens to the show. you know what's interesting is ever since I've been in office, we worked at that airport on the basis of if you build it, they'll come.
Right.
And Bob O'Brien and Mike Dunn and others, and we were reminiscing about who the they is. Did anybody ever envision Embry-Riddle? No. A couple years ago, Bob O'Brien, who always has a thinking hat on,
yes,
Rita's responsible helping to bring in the limited Embry-Riddle school there down, which is a master's in airport management. But as we built the airport, you know, we were looking at scheduled international and national and domestic flights, and I got the international terminal there, which is only one of three international terminals in the whole state. But what Embry-Riddle sees here is the opportunity to train pilots at a world-class airport that doesn't have a lot of traffic, and where you have instant access to airspace, and you're not under the Chicago, the congestion there. And those cities that you just mentioned are all at busy airports. And so here, our airport, which is not busy enough, but lo and behold, it's the reason why this school is coming in. And so Bob O'Brien and Mike Dunn and I and others, we just kept on building that airport, probably put about $70 or $80 million into it. And, UPS is one of the largest cargo hubs in the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's an international cargo hub going in there that's being leased out. And with the school, Ken, coming in, it brings preeminence to the city that this is where aerospace engineers are being trained. And also, what's here to help them out and to hire them? Over 130 aerospace manufacturers. As we know, we try to have a compendium of who they are, but there are so many involved in aerospace manufacturing, we just don't have a list. But, there's one guy who makes a product called Duolock. Lives in Shannon, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And his product replaces a... you ever see a hex nut that goes on a bolt, and you see holes in the hex nut where you put wires through it to fasten it?
Yes.
Well, it replaces that. You just slip it on the top. And he's already on the F-35 and other aircraft applications. He has a one-man shop. Ken, one person is manufacturing that product. His two daughters and wife help him in the office and sales end, but he's the only person that manufactures that item. And when you're in a one-man shop that's already involved in aerospace, companies such as Excelsior Leatherworks, I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're downtown.
No.
It's an extraordinary company. They've been around for over 100 years. They started off making leather washers for buggies.
Wow.
They still make leather washers for buggies, but John Bailey, who is a retired engineer from Sunstram, went over to Excelsior about 5 years ago, got them AS9100 certified, so that they could make non-metallic washers for the aerospace industry. They sell over 1,200 parts to Hamilton Sunstram, probably about 80 employees. But I mean, this is the type of commerce and the type of parts that have capabilities of going into aerospace. I mean, that's why it's absolutely thrilling to see what's happening.
We have just a couple more minutes. Mm-hmm. Should tax cuts for all Americans be preserved?
No, absolutely. The a lot of pushback is coming within the Democrat Party itself. If the so-called Bush tax cuts, I call them the family and business tax cuts, expire, here's what will happen. On your child, you get a $1,000 tax credit.
Yes.
In addition to your standard deduction for your child, that will drop to $500. Everybody's tax rates will go up. If a person dies, there's just a $1 million exclusion, and anything after that's taxed at 55%. Capital gains and dividends go from 15 to 20%. It's a huge. It's over a $3 trillion tax increase.
When is there going to be a vote on that?
Well, there should have been a vote on it a long time ago. The leadership in the House, the Democrats have been fighting because they say, you know, the rich people should not have the tax cut. That's any individual who earns over $200,000 and a couple who earn over $250,000. That's a lot of money. But most of those people that make that kind of money are involved in small businesses. And so what that does is that takes the capital that would be reinvested back into the business, pours it into the government in form of taxes, and credit's already tight now. And so that just makes the drum a lot tighter in terms of new opportunities for jobs.
Your thoughts on the so-called DREAM Act?
Well, it's amnesty. It's just, that's all it is. Just another name for amnesty. I can't be in favor of that. I mean, it rewards lawlessness, and I know there are a lot of difficult things that have taken place here in this country.
What about Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Should it be repealed?
Well, actually, no, because that was a compromise that came up years ago. It was sort of a middle ground that the Joint Chiefs of Staff came up with. And they said, let's just leave it on this basis. It's worked. And the vote that we had several weeks ago was supposed to be to wait until the 300,000 person survey came back from the military to see what their thoughts on it were. Well, that got politicized so that the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff then said, well, we're going to wait to see when the survey comes back to see how it can be implemented. And so now you have this massive survey, which was going out to get the input from the rest of the military on whether or not a Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be repealed. And now they're saying it's simply a way of implementing the law on it. I think we should leave the law just the way it is. It's a very difficult situation, but it's working.
Steve, you're on WNTA with Congressman Don Manzullo. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Question for you.
Yes,
good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I have a question for you. You mentioned the DREAM Act. That's being brought up again, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, it might be slipped in to the Defense Act.
The Senate version, that's correct.
Yes. And they're trying to slip it in either today or maybe as an amendment next week.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of that?
It's wrong. I mean, it has nothing to do with defense. That's why people are upset in this country. If you're going to have a bill on defense, let's talk about defense. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a legitimate issue to be determined on the defense bill because obviously it relates to the military.
Yeah.
But the amnesty, please, they're just trying to come up with some type of vote on there to say that amnesty should be granted.
Well, Durbin tried to push that bill back when it was defeated in mm-hmm. 07, I believe, yes, October 07, and he tried to push the bill under these young people get amnesty, they're going to be rewarded for their illegal actions. But not only that, they try to say that it's because they have to either go to college or
the military.
In the military.
Yeah, talk about discrimination.
On the military mm-hmm. part. But now, since they're bringing back everybody and don't need the military, why even worry about that right now?
Well, the only thing I can say is that when Reagan made the mistake back in 1986, I believe, when he signed the original amnesty bill, at that time there were 2 to 3 million people in this country. But concomitant with that was a commitment to secure the borders. That never happened. And today there's all kinds of litigation still going on as to whether or not a person was born in this country and comes under that Amnesty Act. We have to secure the borders, and there's a way to do that. I was down in Fort Huachuca several years ago, that's just south of Tucson, talking to the Border Patrol, and I said, what do you need? And they said, we need eyes. Real eyes or virtual eyes to watch that border, you know, give us night equipment, give us the latest and sophisticated equipment. The Predator was down there flying. It flies at low speeds. It can pick up people coming across the border. They said, if you give us the resources, we can seal that border. Well, they never had the resources.
Congressman, the time went quickly. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you.
Time. Stay healthy, and we'll see you again soon.
You bet.
10:30 at 1330 WNTA News is next.